There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776. Call the text on YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. A texter had asked, what is a song that you used to like that you now no longer like? And I think B. Hannon just answered it for me. Sweet Caroline. Oh, man. That one's tough.
Where it began. I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's going strong.
I mean, that is the Pink Hat national anthem at Red Sox games. For those who don't know, Pink Hat is what Red Sox fans refer to casual fans as. These are the people that like just to go to Fenway Park. I'm going to get a Fenway Frank and have myself a good old time on Lansdowne Street. It's the people that aren't diehard psychopaths. They started playing Sweet Caroline at Red Sox games in 2003, and now all of a sudden it's become synonymous with the Boston Red Sox, and I hated it. I hated it, but there was a moment where I liked it. But after a couple of years, I was like, okay, this is lame, especially after the movie Fever Pitch came out, where Jimmy Fallon, who said he is a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan, which is a disgrace.
It's despicable.
It is a disgrace. You know, at least when I was doing the Astros Mariners thing, it was a bit, you know, and that I hope a lot of people understood, because I cover the Mariners in Seattle for a little bit of time. And I do think it's fun to every now and then when the Astros are struggling and the Mariners are playing well to say, hey, Astros, I'll start rooting for the Mariners. But I'm so far removed from that. That was a fun bit for a year and a half. Right now, the Mariners are doing really well for what it's worth. But no, it's Sweet Caroline. That song is god awful. Awful, awful, awful. And everyone does it now, and everyone comes up to me and acts like I would like it whenever they play it. Oh, it's brutal, bro. It's brutal. Anyway, man.
I never understood the appeal of the song. I'm not a Red Sox fan, but yeah, I get it. It's catchy when it gets to the chorus, but other than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
Although I might have accidentally got someone involved with the Astros fired once for playing that song when the Red Sox were in town.
This was
during the dark era when they were losing 100 games every year.
Oh God!
But a buddy of mine who was doing the post game show at the Astros flagship, I texted him because the Astros were playing the Red Sox here. And they started playing Sweet Caroline. I was like, that's kind of funny. So I texted him about it. He goes on a rant. Obviously, people hear it, and dude gets fired.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like the Rockets, you know, gun emoji thing. It's kind of like that.
Well, this is another infamous incident. And you guys should ask Josh Innes about this. But Josh, they got mad at Josh because Josh was wearing an Oklahoma City Thunder game. And I think there was some snitching that went on behind the scenes where it was brought up to Rockets management that Josh had worn a Thunder shirt or something like that. And it became a big deal.
We know who that person was.
I cannot recall.
I mean, we know it's Tad Brown. Tad Brown was the one.
It was probably Tad Brown. Yeah, I mean, Tad was the worst. Tad was, I think, when we were the Rockets flagship, I remember me and my old co-host, Brian Straw, we were doing a radio show on the weekend once, and we had brought up an article in the Houston Chronicle that was talking about how Rockets ratings weren't good. And we were like, yeah, because their best player is Luis Scola. Like, we get it. This is why the numbers aren't good. We just read the article, and they tried to have us canned. It's crazy. More Brian than me. And, yeah, it was ridiculous. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. I used to be a, let's just say, not. I used to really not like the Rockets. Like, I'll admit, like, I was a little biased sometimes against the Rockets. I hated the way that they played, and that stuff behind the scenes with Tad Brown in particular, who was a sensitive little bitch, like, that drove me crazy. Absolutely crazy, you know? I don't know how anyone could fraternize with somebody that doesn't believe in free speech in this industry, but hey, that's neither here nor there. Draymond Green. Draymond Green believes in free speech. Draymond Green also believes that he can do whatever the hell he wants on a basketball court. Last night during game two of the Warriors series against the Timberwolves, that series now knotted up at 1-1 after a Steph Curry-less Warriors team got smoked by Minnesota last night. In that game, I want to say it was in the second quarter, Draymond Green, as he does, got fouled by somebody, and I think in an attempt to embellish to get referees to make a call, if you're going to be his defense attorney, or if you're also going to be his defense attorney, because he has no control over his limbs, or because he was mad at the guy for fouling him and wanted to get him back in a violent way that almost came off like a basketball move, Draymond Green violently flailed and got teed up after elbowing a guy in the face. After the game, Draymond, who was pissed about it, and this happened in the second quarter, had this rant to the media for about like 15 seconds or so.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
I mean, the problem is, Draymond, you can't call victim here. You're the reason that people look at you like that. People don't generally listen to you after a game. By the way, that quote right there is not going to help you out either because you're coming off as angry. And I understand being angry about being painted like that. I don't think Draymond's a bad guy. I think on the court, he's a habitual line stepper. And yeah, you could argue he's a dirty player for sure. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's going out of his way to injure people, you know? Has he accidentally injured people with a sack tap or two? Sure. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I really don't. And maybe I'm making too much of this moment, but, you know, back in 2016, some reporter from China that covered the Rockets asked Draymond this weird-ass question, and he gave a pretty good response to it. This is the question. You got to hear it. I don't know what the hell this guy was trying to do. Here it is. This is the question that was asked to Draymond Green back, what was it, April of 2016? Here it is.
Okay, Draymond, here's an interesting question. So last year you visit us, game three, there's no flood, you win. Game four, there was flood, you lose. And this year you visit us, game three, there's a flood, you win. Game four, there's no flood, game three, there's flood, you lose. Game four, there's no flood.
I mean, I'm really trying to figure out what they were doing, trying to ask this question. And Draymond, listen, you might not like him. F you, Draymond. And certainly he got all the dubs against the Rockets. Now 5 playoff series victories in his tenure with Golden State against the Rockets. Here's how he answered that question. So even though he definitely enjoyed beating Houston one more time and he trolled Rockets fans afterwards at the very end on TNT broadcast, he at the very least has once stood up for H-Town after that guy, who got fired, I guess, an hour later, asked that dumbass question.
Brother, you asked me about the flood in practice the other day, you know, and I said I pray for the city of Houston because you don't want to see anyone go through that. I feel like you keep trying to get at, like, us hitting threes or something, and you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me, but you're not, because I feel sorry for the people of Houston. People are losing their homes, losing their cars, losing their lives, losing loved ones, and you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me about the threes we're hitting. I know what you're getting at, but you're not getting that out of me. It sucks. If I was from Houston, I'd do anything I can to help the city out. And I'm sure some of those guys are going to do what they can to help the city out. And you saw a donation the other night. It sucks. Stop trying to do that. That's not cool, man. You keep asking me the same question about this flood. These people are losing their lives, bro. Losing their homes. Don't ask me that no more. because it ain't cool. And you're not getting the statement you want out of me. That's not cool, man. Stop doing that.
It was a dumb question. I like the Draymond clap back at the guy like that. Some people are never going to like Draymond Green. I do think there is a human in there. I have always enjoyed him from a basketball perspective because I think he's good on defense. But the crying victim here, it's, come on, dude. It's happened too much. This was a once in a blue moon kind of thing, fine. We're talking about something nefarious that he has done in probably every single season he's played, and we're probably talking about it multiple times in every single season he's played. Anyway, that is BMAC in for Sean Mays Behind the Glass. I am Paul Gallant. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Songs that you liked that you eventually came to hate. Someone texted in Piano Man. Yeah, that one gets pretty old after a while, but I love Billy Joel. Love me some Billy Joel. Anyway, up next, what is it that you could do this weekend to entertain yourself? We've got your weekend homework for you next. Stick around on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. It is the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. Astros looking to get their first win against the Cincinnati Reds since 2016 tonight at Daikin Park. Fun little promo that they've got for Friday action at Daikin. And it's Diesel Day. I'm Hunter Brown, and I'm the Diesel. Why am I the Diesel? Because one time at 3:30 a.m., when asked why I was drinking an energy drink before getting on a plane, which is psychotic behavior, Hunter Brown said, listen, I got stuff to do today. Diesel. Hunter Brown and I have a lot in common. I look at energy drinks is diesel fuel. You know, for example, today, as I always do, I've been drinking a little bit of room temperature black coffee. It's good stuff. All I need is the caffeine. It doesn't matter how warm it is. It doesn't matter if there's anything extra in it. I just want to be the most energetic man that I can be. Just like Arian Foster was trying to be the best teammate he can be, I'm trying to be the most energetic man that I can be. From the 409 on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, do you use AI? And if so, what's the best thing you've experienced, learned, or created by using AI? I do, but I don't do it that often because I was trying to incorporate AI into a couple of segments that I was doing. I wanted to do something where every single day, especially during the summer, we go back in time and we find headlines from Houston sports history. And unfortunately, I found out that AI lies very often when you ask it about sports history, whether it's ChatGPT, Google. Like, you have to double check AI a lot. They will BS, they will fib when it comes to sports information. There are some things that they're pretty good with, but I'm always a little bit standoffish. I guess the thing that I do use AI the most for is occasionally if I'm screwing around on a graphic that I'm making for something I post to YouTube or something like that. Sometimes I'll use AI to create a little extra item. But generally, I don't use it that much. You know? You know, I'm scared of Terminators. I'm scared of Skynet. The weekend, it's almost here, everybody. What could you do this weekend to have some fun? Time for a little weekend homework assignments. Ha, 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 ha. So if you want to see me coach a football game for the first time, specifically coach women playing other women in a football game, a flag football game, for Alzheimer's and Dementia Research, the Blondes versus Brunettes flag game is tomorrow at 11 a.m. I will post a link at some point that show you how to donate. I'll do it on my Twitter, @Galantis, if you want to donate. I know I'm asking for money here, so be a little careful with that. But also on my Facebook as well, @PaulGalantSports, and probably on my Instagram, @SportsGalant. So if you want to watch me coach, and if you want to pay money to watch girls play flag football, that is what I will be doing tomorrow at 11. But maybe you want to watch some Astros baseball. Tonight, Astros-Reds, 7:10 first pitch. Jose Altuve throwback white and pink jerseys. Let's go! That's the giveaway for tonight's game. All the ladies out there, you want a Jose Altuve jersey? This is the night to go. And you get to watch Hunter Brown on the mound. Also, Lance McCullers is making a Saturday start. You can get a Jose Altuve bubblegum bobblehead. First pitch, 6:10 at Daikin Park. And then on Mother's Day, the Astros play the Reds at 1:10. You can get an Astros throwback tote purse. I've always wanted a throwback tote purse. Ronel Blanco will be on the hill for the Astros on Mother's Day. You also want to watch a little soccer. Hey-o, Saturday, the Dynamo against the Seattle Sounders, who have added an FC to their name. That's at Shell Energy Stadium at 7:30. So you could watch all of those things. I think the Sabercats are on the road. Met their general manager because we're practicing at the Sabercats Stadium. He was pretty cool. Weekend homework continues. What's going on in the NBA playoffs? You might actually be able to catch me in the wild watching this game because I will likely be at McIntyre's tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. But Game 3, Celtics-Knicks, 2:30 on ABC. Also, games tonight in the NBA playoffs. You got the Cavs and Pacers. Cavs are 5.5-point favorites, down 2-0 on the road against the Pacers. Meanwhile, the Thunder, 5.5-point favorites against the Denver Nuggets tonight. That series tied at 1-1, but now the series in Denver. Celtics-Knicks tomorrow at 2:30. Timberwolves-Golden State, Game 3, 7:30. Saturday night, and then on Sunday you got Game 4, 2:30 for the Thunder and Nuggets. Game 4, Cavs and Pacers at 7. Crazy if both Eastern Conference series end in sweeps. The underdogs doing very well to open things up. There's also NHL playoffs. I ain't watching it. Screw the Stars. Screw the Florida Panthers, and screw the Canadian teams. I am boycotting the NHL, but if you want to watch it, yeah, there's some games going on. They got the Frozen Four. It's Maple Leafs and Panthers, and it's Stars against the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets should go back to their old sweaters, if you will. What else is going on, Paul? What else could you do this weekend? Okay. Well, as far as concerts, this is a little slower weekend. There's no Dave Matthews solo act like there was last weekend. But you got 311. Remember them? 713 Music Hall tonight at 8 p.m. with two bands I've never heard of called Bad Flower and Mission, I think. There's some movies coming out this weekend. How do we feel about these movies? Brand new movies that I'm sure are, probably like not at the top of the list of things that you might want to see in theaters, but there's a movie called Fight or Flight. It stars Josh Hartnett. It's got a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critic score and a 75% audience score. Exiled American agent Lucas Reyes is given one last chance to redeem himself. The assignment is to track down and identify a mysterious international high-value asset known only as the Ghost, on a flight from Bangkok to San Francisco. Complicating matters, the plane is filled with assassins from around the world who are assigned to kill them both. The pair must work together in a fight for their lives. I don't recognize any of the other actors in this movie. But action movie?
I think I'm going to see it.
You're going to see it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, that looks right up my Jason Statham fandom alley.
Okay. Josh Hartnett, he's got blonde highlights and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt in it. I like Josh Hartnett. I'm sort of like, what the hell happened to him?
I know, he's having a bit of a comeback. Yeah, that movie Trapped that was on Netflix.
That was the M. Night Shyamalan Lama movie.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Nailed it.
And, I mean, he was good in Lucky Number 11. He was good in that 30 Days a Night movie. And then he just, like, kind of vanished. He did a bunch of movies in the mid-2000s. And now all of a sudden he's back. There's also a movie called Shadow Force starring Kerry Washington. And Omar Sy has 46 rating. Not looking so good. What else do we have out in movie theaters? Ooh, Clowns in a Cornfield. It's got a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes. Quinn and her father have just moved to the quiet town of Kettle Springs, hoping for a fresh start. Instead, she discovers a fractured community that's fallen on hard times after the treasured Bapin corn syrup factory burned down. As the locals bicker amongst themselves, a sinister grinning figure emerges from the cornfield to cleanse the town of its burdens, one bloody victim at a time. Frendo the Clown.
Wait, the clown's name is Frendo?
Frendo the Clown.
I also did notice this plot is revolved around corn, and the name of the town is Kettle.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well done there. Well done there.
Also, there's a movie called Juliet and Romeo. Sounds woke.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Sounds like a hard pass.
Yeah. 23 on Rotten Tomatoes. So that just came out. So there you go, guys. Those are other things you can do this weekend to entertain yourself. You should go to the game tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. I think I'm going to be wearing my cowboy hat on the sideline. Just pull a Bum Phillips.
You going to take off the El Tiempo hat?
I know. I've worn this for four of the last 5 days. Yeah, I think I'm going to wear my new cowboy hat. Just look like an absolute fraud. Stolen valor, Paul. How dare you? I'm on a rodeo committee, are you? I might be more Texas than all of you. Anyway, Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 on an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. Up next, this is bad news for the city of Houston. And no, I'm not talking about Turkey Leg Hut being a Pollos Hermanos-esque front for selling the ganja. Nope. There's something happening. We are literally going down. You'll find out what I'm talking about on the other side. Also, you want to hit it on any of the topics we've talked about. Draymond Green playing the victim card. Rockets potentially trading for Jaylen Brown. You can stick around.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Astros looking for their first win over the Cincinnati Reds since 2016. That is actually wild. We'll see if they're able to get it. This is rather concerning news. I saw this posted by Cron.com, not to be confused with the Houston Chronicle. This is the headline. Houston is sinking faster than any other big city in America, per a new study. The Columbia Climate School published a study in the journal Nature Cities. It examined 28 of the country's most populous cities and found that all are sinking to some degree, even those not on the coast where sinkage is typically expected. This is called subsidence, the sinking of land caused by factors such as groundwater pumping and oil extraction. In Houston, all of these forces are at play. More than 40% of Houston is sinking more than 5 millimeters, which is a fifth of an inch, per year. 12% is sinking at 10 millimeters a year. Certain spots of the city are going down, down, down. San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston are three of the eight fastest sinking cities in the United States. I guess as far as cities that are sinking the most, the other ones that are sinking a bit, New York City, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, along with Denver, I guess Oklahoma City, D.C., Cleveland. These are all basically big cities that are doing it. But it is pretty wild, right? That we're sinking and we're the most sinking city that there is. And also, we're not that high above sea level and we're fairly close to the water and built on a swamp. Does stand to reason that we would sink the most. Then you got the sea levels rising. Oh, no. Oh, no. Houston is sinking.
Polar bears drowning.
Yeah. Not good. Not good. A lot of sinking. I'm sure every city is sinking to some degree, as this article points out, but we're sinking really fast.
The good news is it'll be our grandkids' problem.
Yeah, I love that.
So don't worry about it. We'll be dead by then.
Do I have to have grandkids now to make sure that we can save the world?
No, 50 years from now.
I want them to make a movie that's like Armageddon, where the world is forced to get some drillers to save the earth from sinking.
We got to get Houston to, Paul, I'm doing this for you, rise up.
Rise up, rise up. Rise Health, R-I-I-Z-E, health.
That's what we need. Houston needs a little strip that we put under its tongue.
Promo code 975. Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of that. If we just feed the city of Houston and put it under their tongue, a couple of rise strips. Because, they got all sorts of crazy stuff in them,
Just buy a bunch of them, throw them into your sewers.
Yeah. A little sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin in the water supply. Get rid of the fluoride. Put that in the water supply. RiseHealth.com. And Houston will rise up. I'm not a scientist. A lot of people would argue I'm Chris Broussard. But listen, I think this is a good idea. I think this is a really good idea, okay?
We solved the problem today, Paul.
I think we did. I think we did. So that's fun. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. There has been some wild news coming out of North Carolina. It all has to do with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. So yesterday or early this morning, I'm not sure when the story was posted, but I think it was yesterday, something had been posted where it was sources told Pro Football Talk that Jordan Hudson was no longer allowed at North Carolina's team facilities. But North Carolina actually put out a statement today saying that she is a welcome guest at football facilities. While Jordan Hudson, said North Carolina in a statement, God, this is so embarrassing for them, is not an employee at the University of North Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. Friday, we also heard from former ESPN talking head and now podcast host Pablo Torre revealed interviews with numerous sources close to Belichick's family that detailed the relationship between he and Hudson. And on this podcast, Torre said the sources close to Belichick were worried Hudson would diminish his legacy. I think one of the latest tidbits about Jordan Hudson from Torre is wild. And it once again has to do with Belichick's girlfriend and the Super Bowl commercial that she supposedly forced herself into. This is on a recent episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out. But apparently she crashed the set of Belichick's commercial. This isn't the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. She left, came back, and she was wearing a yellow polka dot bikini. The premise of the ad, according to my sources, was Jordan Hudson by the pool trying to get Bill Belichick's attention. The crew filmed her, sources say, but the camera might not have been on. Wow. And I think this is a commercial for Underdog Fantasy. So she showed up. She was trying to get on, but she wasn't quite able to get on. This is something fun. This is really funny. All these details that come out. I honestly believe all of them, even with North Carolina putting out the statement. Yeah, she's allowed. She's allowed. I don't think they're going to want to have her allowed to be at all these North Carolina practices for too much longer. No, man. This is a mess. 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 713, Paul, if we get rid of the fluoride in our water, won't we start having people with teeth looking like European teeth? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that. You know? For the 936, talking about rise. Hey, listen. We're just saying adding something to the water supply to stop Houston from sinking. It doesn't have to be rise. Y'all trying to get those frogs ready to bang, I see. No, we're not trying to make the gay frogs hornier, you know? We're not. From the 832 on an Ask Alone Anything Friday. Paul, do you think keeping Jalen Green and letting him mature a little bit more, since it was his first playoff run, is the correct move? Or do you think going with a trade for somebody like KD or Giannis is a better play? And if so, which of those two is a better choice for what our team needs? Damn, a lot of good questions here. So I am not opposed to rolling it back next year with Jalen Green. A lot of people are crushing him. The Warriors clearly play really good defense. They showed it for a lot of game one against Anthony Edwards. That said, Edwards was able to eventually get going. Green did not. Green is probably the most valuable trade chip you have. I do think best case scenario, he is going to be maybe the best sixth man as a scorer in the league. He's got clear skills that Amen Thompson does not currently have and might never develop in terms of his ability to shoot, but also his ability to dribble. These are things that are going to be slow developments for Amen Thompson, and I do think he will eventually get better, but I don't think you need to get rid of Jalen Green the way that some are. And I think, you know, generally the overreaction is, hey, is your best player, if your best player is not scoring in the playoffs, you think about potentially moving him elsewhere. But it was his first. That's not me excusing it. It's just I am acknowledging that he's young, and I don't think we should be entirely out on him based off of one series. So that could be what the Rockets do. Is it the correct move? I think the correct move is using him to trade. I really do. If you want to go further than you did this past season, I do think you would be better served by using Green to get somebody like a Kevin Durant or Giannis. I think of those two players, Giannis is the one I want, but Durant probably fits in better with what the Rockets are doing right now because he is a better three-point shooter. They need someone who is a reliable, consistent three-point shooter who can get his own shot, and they don't have that, and Giannis is not that guy. You know, if we're playing math, Durant makes more sense, and Durant is also theoretically somebody that you could get, and you might not even have to get rid of Jalen Green, honestly. You could potentially get Kevin Durant for just some draft picks because you have a bunch of draft picks right now. The real question is, what's Durant's shelf life? How much longer does he have in the league given his age? You know, he's approaching 40.
Yeah, I think he's 36, going to be 37 before the season starts.
A little older than me.
You're probably talking, what, best case, two prime years left? So the price is really going to have to be not bargain basement, but I don't think it can include any of like the big three core guys if you want to make a move for 2 years.
I'm with you. I'm
like
with
if
you
they if they want, you know, Tari and Cam plus sure. their picks back, by all means.
Sure.
But if they ask for Shagun, Amen, or Jalen, I'm probably out.
Especially if I can make this happen with just Cam Whitmore, I'm signing up immediately. And I get it, Cam Whitmore, he might have all the talent in the world, but it's just not going to happen here. It's very clear that he's not doing what Udoka wants. From the 832, I'd rather have Giannis or even even Morant than KD. Jaylen Brown, the other possibility that if the Celtics lose, I think could theoretically be the guy. From the 281 on an Ask Alone Anything Friday. Paul, I'm heartbroken by the Cougs' loss. Do you think that they will make it to at least the Elite Eight? I think they'll definitely be back to the Sweet 16. That is their God-given right. I do not know that they will
Cougs.
Make it. I do not know that they will make it back to the Elite Eight, though. It's tough to get to that point. You know, first couple of weekends, though, they're going to be a one seed or a two seed or a three seed. Are they going to make it out of the first couple of weekends? I feel pretty good about that. From the 713, how many years has it taken for that Donovan Mitchell to turn into the beast he's become? Jalen Green needs time. True, but then look at what's going on in that series between the Cavs and the Pacers. I guess it's not really Donovan Mitchell's fault, per se. they've got some other injuries that are, that they're dealing with. But I'm just saying, Donovan Mitchell is like the best player on a 60-what win team, and they're down 0-2 to a Pacers team that I don't think many people expected to win. For the 409, Draymond versus 100 Gorillas, how many is he angrily taking out? Wow. I think he could get maybe one. But
Draymond versus 100 Gorillas?
Not 100. If they're all at once, it's over.
No, Draymond like, dies instantly.
Yeah, it would be very quick if it's on 100. If it's one-on-one, like if it's just...
The first
like
gorilla kills him.
You think the first one
would get
him? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually have faith in Draymond.
Draymond would get an elbow in, but he'd die.
I have faith in the human spirit. The human spirit.
Good luck with that.
Just one. We just need one. That's it. And I would be rooting for Draymond against a gorilla. F gorillas. And F chimpanzees. Oh, you wish you were us. You're not. Sucks to suck. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're talking trash because they only have 97% of our DNA, yeah, not the other 3%.
They can't understand it. Also, I would get my face ripped off by a chimp, because that's what they do. They probably rip off my privates, too. They do that. And, the gorilla would punch me into the sky, you know? Like a giant in a Skyrim hammering me. From the 409, if we get Curry, we beat the Warriors every time. Simple math. Well, yeah, because they wouldn't have Steph Curry. What are you talking about, sir?
That's okay.
You're drunk, sir. It's 2:46 on a Friday. It's an Ask a Lot Anything Friday. We wrap things up next with a little garbage time. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. Last chance to dance on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. You know how to get in, if you want to get in. So, Houston's sinking. Draymond Green's bitching and moaning that people view him as an angry black man as opposed to as a great basketball player, father, successful, intelligent man. Sorry, Draymond. That is your fault, not ours. You got to stop crashing out in the middle of games and then going on rants about how people view you after the games. That's not helping. Even if you are right and even if you are not the person that everyone paints you to be. Which I actually believe he is. I think those comments that he made about Houston back in the day, like I think he's a troll when he wants to be. Clearly a habitual line stepper on the court, shoving people, elbowing people, whatever. If he was on our team, we would love him. We would. It is kind of funny the way that he is handled by the NBA. I do think they're part of the problem. And also you could say that Steve Kerr may be part of the problem too. Like it's been 10 years. How has it not changed in any way, shape, or form over all this time? But when I look at Draymond Green, I look at a guy who should know better. And don't bitch at us for the way that we look at you when you've got 5 technical fouls, many of which could have been called flagrants in, 9 playoff games thus far?
I mean, and 2 flagrants, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, hell, it's like 7 out of 9. Do a little math there. What is that? 7 out of 9, is that a little shy of 80%?
It's definitely north of 70.
Yeah. So there you go with Draymond. Hunter Brown's on the hill for the Astros tonight, and Texans rookie minicamp began. It's basically orientation. All right. 2:52. You got any last questions you want to squeeze in on an Ask a Lot Anything Friday? Hit them. It's time for some garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
832 on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, it's Keith from Baytown. I doubt the Suns would do it, but would it be worth it to trade Jalen Green and some draft picks to get Devin Booker? I think the question you have to ask is how much better is Devin Booker than Jalen Green? And has Devin Booker reached his ceiling? How far is Jalen Green from his ceiling? Answer those questions for you. And ultimately, I think you're going to come to the answer that no, it's not worth it to make those things happen for Devin Booker. I don't think Devin Booker gets them over the finish line. I just don't. Like to say he would, and he's definitely a more consistent scorer. He's more developed, How much more developed is he? That's what you got to ask. Another text. Order of how I'd rate them as potential Rockets acquisitions. Giannis, Devin Booker, Jaylen Brown, Ja, then Durant. Yeah, I'd probably put Jaylen Brown ahead of Booker. I'm a little biased on that front. Ja's off the board. I don't want Ja. I just don't want to deal with all that crap. Anyway, let's get a little garbage time going. In garbage time, you know, we were talking about artificial intelligence and robots earlier in the show. A humanoid robot, and I'm thankful that this was not, at least to my knowledge, at where my friend works, Boston Dynamic. I'm hoping that he's put me on a do not kill list for the robots for when the inevitable rise of the machines happens. But this is from the New York Post. There's a robot dangling from a construction crane in China. And if you watch this video, the robot starts swinging violently at humans nearby it. Like, violently. It is actually a very scary video. Because it's a humanoid-looking robot. And this thing is judo chopping very, very fast. And it's hanging from this little mini crane. It is swinging so violently, it is moving the stand that is holding it in place along. Artificial intelligence is going to kill us all. I'm telling you right now, we're all going to die from artificial intelligence at some point down the road. Whether it's actual physical robots that look like the Terminators in the Terminator movies, or it's just AI pulling some bleep and taking us all out. It's going to happen. It's a terrible idea. It's crazy to me that these tech people are investing all of this money that they are into AI without any thought about what the consequences could be down the road. It's just wild to me. It disgusts me, in fact. And this is a serious me. This is not me joking around. This is not me screwing around. I'm truly concerned about this. It's enough that we're killing people's jobs by creating more and more artificial intelligence. Now we're going to, on top of that, potentially ourselves.
They took our jobs?
It took our jobs! And also, I mean, just to be biased, I am paranoid of them taking my job. My job is not that hard to do.
Yeah, it feels like we definitely work in one of the most AI takeoverable, if that's a phrase.
Oh, my God.
Jobs that there is.
Yeah, 100%.
You could program some takes, make it sound like us, and boom.
Not going to take much, guys. Not going to take much. We're just fleshy bags of meat.
But can AI talk about putting rice into the water system to stop the city from sinking?
Guess what? AI will never have sex. How about that? Virgin. Virgin loses. Incel. Yeah, these incel AI bots. He is B-Mac behind the glass. Big thanks to him stepping in for Sean Mapes. He's got a long day ahead. Killer Bees are up next. Big thanks to everyone who listened today, our texters, callers, Twitchers, and YouTubers. We appreciate you so much. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Paul Gallant Show podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Up next, it is the Killer Bees. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Peace!
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.